Hi.
Hi.
We're here at a podcast.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm Leah.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Lori.
Seth Silver. Okay. All right. So we're podcasting and we're on.
Yep.
So should we get to our
Probably.
Our topics, because we don't seem to be talking about
anything at the moment.
All right. So
fried paper.
Fried paper.
First thing on the list.
So,
the list is on fried paper.
Crazy. That's very existential somehow.
How's that existential?
I don't know.
How's that existential at all? The pride paper is now broken.
Yeah, like, more broke completely. The pride paper.
I apologized already, okay? Drop it.
You know what? Life just isn't that easy.
For what it's worth, every time that I play with the pride paper, I was like really scared of breaking it, so I'm kind of happy that I'm someone to break it.
Well, just when you twist it,
yeah.
Then it becomes a problem because it's shaped like a spiral.
Maybe we should explain what the
right. So the pride paper is a rainbow stack of note paper, and I tend to call everything that's like rainbow or purple or
everyone
pink.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Everyone does. Everyone who's aware of what a rainbow symbolizes.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't say that. Are you telling me that all gay people automatically think that like something with a rainbow? Oh, they go. It's a pride bow.
Well, probably not every single one of them.
Just people with twisted senses of humor, like us.
I don't know. I think when most people see rainbow things, they're like, "Hey, that's like pride," or "Hey, that's like gay."
That's like gay.
Like the really cool church downtown with the rainbows on
yes.
the doors.
Did I point that out to you?
Yes, you did.
Ah, yes. It was cool, and they have like a TV inside as well, so it's like the place for you to be.
There?
No, it's inside the doors, but the doors are glass.
That's
pretty sweet.
That is pretty sweet.
TV
I think
in church.
Woo! If I was going to go to church, that would be... If I was going to give a shit about organized religion, that would be the place to go.
Cool.
United Church.
You do give a shit about organized religion.
In that I don't like it, yes.
Well, then why do you want to be an honorary Jew?
Because I don't know. Well, like, not... I don't hate all organized religion, okay? I just hate the ones that are all fundamentalist and creepy.
Which is why I like Reform Judaism.
Exactly. Reform Judaism, United
well,
Church.
Reform anything is not fundamentalist.
Okay.
So.
No, there's Reform Christian churches that are hardcore Christian.
That's true.
Yeah, because they're reforming, because the church has come away from its original values, and it's letting all the gays
well, that's a different
in.
Sense of reform.
I realize that, but
well, then
anything
that... contradict me at all.
All right, moving on. So, right. Reform Judaism, cool. Reform Christianity, in general,
not
so
cool. All right.
Like the Reformation. So, actually, the Reformation was kind of cool. What are your thoughts on the Reformation?
I like the fact that somebody was able to be like, yeah, fuck you, church. And he did it so publicly, and he started this whole revolution because of
without
it.
Without meaning to, really.
Yeah, but, like, there were so many people who were thinking the same thing, and it was just cool that they kind of all came together and were like, wow, we're all thinking the same thing. We should team up and, like, have Protestantism.
Yeah.
And they did.
And then there was Calvinism, which is just fucking scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so great.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. What can you do?
Whatever. Tangy.
Okay, so I was... Where is my drink, by
on
the way?
The couch.
Okay, I'm gonna go get my tangy drink.
No, but
you guys talk.
You have a story.
I know.
Stacy, we went to Second Cup. We went to Second Cup, and Stacy was building up this big story that she was gonna say
it wasn't
to the podcast.
It wasn't a build-up. It was just like, hey, I have a story that I'm gonna say
to
the podcast.
All right, so tell
the
story.
Okay, so I went to hockey camp.
And what did you do at hockey camp?
Well, it might have
been instruments.
Hockey camp was fun, and actually, just as a little side note, because there were actually a fair amount of girls at this camp, but we all got shoved, including the counselors, including the female counselors.
Wow, I'm happy.
Into a referee room, which, by the way, is like this, which. For those people listening and not being able to see my hand gestures, is about 5-6 feet by about 7-8 feet.
Wow, that's baseball.
Pretty shitey.
It is pretty shitey. But you know what? This is... okay, I'm not going to get onto the whole subject of girls hockey. right now and how it gets shafted regularly.
For the story.
I wish I got shafted regularly.
Well, that's because Kevin moved away.
Aww.
Yeah. And who is that other guy?
What other guy? Oh, that other guy.
Yeah, that she hasn't told us the name of because she wants to keep it a secret.
I don't want to keep it a secret.
The other guy wants to. And frankly,
the other guy? Wait a sec.
Frankly, yeah. Anyway, so Tangy.
Yeah, okay, so me and this one girl.
And?
Who gives a shit? Stop making them do the
words. Obviously, I do.
Okay, whatever. So, Cassie and I, a girl in the hockey camp with me, we just got fed up, and so we went to go change with the guys because they had this nice, expansive change room, and everybody had like 3 feet on either side of them, which, you know, when you're cramped up, and like, the change room that we had before, there were hockey bags literally covering the floor. You could not see anything.
Like my room.
And so I just remember the guys somehow getting onto the topic of. One of the guys went, pussy juice is tangy! And then one of the other guys went, yeah, you're right, pussy juice is tangy! And I noted that my drink was tangy and remembered that
like
little
pussy
moment.
Juice.
Like pussy juice, apparently.
How old were you when you went to this camp?
I think I was in like grade 8.
She probably went home, mommy, what's pussy juice? That's when she had the sex talk.
No, I honestly, my mother is a public health nurse, and I got the sex talk long before that. I got it when I was 3, apparently, because I asked where babies came from.
And your mom actually told you straight up?
Yeah, of course.
I got it when I was 4.
Yeah?
Cool.
I don't remember when I got it.
You probably didn't.
I probably didn't. My parents just probably figured out that I'd figure it out on my own. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There.
No, but it's funny, because I was like, I was talking about this with my mom the other day. Please, why are you doing this?
There.
Alright, okay.
Alright, so, today, I got this frantic call from my mother, at work. I was at the mall, and she calls me on my cell phone. She's like, Leah, they're filming in Dundas. And I was like, I know, Mom. She was like, but there's, like, some famous people from the OC. I'm like, Misha Barton, I know. And she's just like, well, are you gonna go see it? I'm like, maybe. I'm kind of at the mall right now, so I'm not going to...
What are you getting?
I had a whole big conversation with her. It took me the time to walk from, like, the middle of the mall to, like, the food court to talk to her. Anyways, so then we realized today how when a movie comes to town and they're filming, Dundas wakes up and everybody goes to watch.
And good transition.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because... we went down there today because I kind of wanted to go because I've never seen like a movie being shot before.
Yeah.
When? Oh, well, like once.
Yeah.
But like it was kind of exciting, so we went and like I stood there for like, we stood there for like what, 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
There's totally people that were camping out there for like hours.
See, I can understand how it's exciting, but all the magic of movie making was killed for me when I was in a movie, like just an extra. But then I sat around for 13 hours, like only being filmed for about 4.
Yeah.
But I still like being able to say that I was in a movie with Christopher Plummer.
Cool.
Were you in the
same
scene as him?
He's in this movie too.
Cool.
I walked right past him. I was 1 inch away from him.
Cool. Wow.
I know.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone started singing Edelweiss. He looked really upset. And really old.
If I were him, I'd be upset about that too.
I don't know.
If people were just like, I'm going to sing a song from your movie, and I know that people have done it 25,000 times before, but that doesn't matter, because I'm going to do it anyways. I'd be like, yeah, you're not original. Just go home. Use your $12.
That's a very angry reaction.
Actually, I get paid a lot.
$12 an hour.
Which is more than we all make. Currently.
And you also get fed all day long free.
Craft services.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crap.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Have you guys heard that thing on the internet that they're like, it's peanut butter jelly time?
I know it from you. Peanut butter jelly is a baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly in the baseball. Where you at?
Yeah, that.
Well, that was my floor's song this year. We found it on the internet, and we decided to sing it all the time and have peanut butter and jelly time parties. And it was quite fun.
Cool.
And so, we have more to talk about, and yeah. Time is running
Remember
out.
The field trip that we were about to take
Which
with our history
trip?
Class?
Oh, the one to go watch The West Wing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And we were so close, but Mr. Oh. Smith was like, that's never going to be approved.
We're all going to take a picture of, like, Confederation.
Yeah, I really wanted to do that, but we
Me
never
too.
Did.
Never got around.
So, yeah, Mr. Smith was awesome.
So our teacher wanted, like, our Canadian history teacher in grade 12.
Wait, we can't say his last name.
Mr. Smith.
I
Mike
know.
Smith. Mike Smith, if you're out there, we're talking yeah. about you. Hey, Mr. Smith.
No, but just
for
because,
old,
you know, people...
For old time's sake, Mr. Smith, if you are listening... I just want to bring up Jackie's grandmother's uterus named Sally.
Sally, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah,
she had a history. Sally was hysterectomied.
Yeah. She was hysterectomy removed.
That was funny. That was funny.
So, yeah. But the reason why I was like, meh.
Yeah.
On the last name is because, but it's funny because his name is Mike Smith. So yeah. I think we're good.
So
well, I think he's good from Crazy Stalker People. Let's stop talking about that.
All right.
Drawing attention.
How about we talk about eBay instead?
All right, eBay. So.
What a phenomenon.
For like the last 9 years
and
or so.
You know who like made it a phenomenon? Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, true.
She always talked about it on her show.
And Tico Mi Elmo.
Yeah. Like, everything that Rosie O'Donnell said was, you can find this on eBay.
True.
I went on eBay last night, and I found all these things, and I love eBay. And then because Rosie went on, everybody did.
That's true.
And
Rosie's
yeah, she's
awesome.
Like,
I love Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie, if you're out there, you're awesome.
Yeah, I love you, Rosie.
eBay is to Jen as Rosie O'Donnell is to Ellen DeGeneres. Hmm? Ellen DeGeneres
eBay
is always, like,
eBay
talking up
Jen.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Rosie O'Donnell is always talking up.
Wait, eBay is to Jen.
As Rosie O'Donnell is to
me. One of you, Rosie is
Rosie
to
is
eBay.
To eBay
as
Ellen
is to
Jen.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Good one.
I tried.
Okay.
And that's all you can do.
That's true.
No.
Oh, okay. You didn't mean that. I thought you were
No, all you
like,
can do is try, Stacey. You can't accomplish anything.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Why am I apologizing? For being falsely
you're,
insulted.
Because you're Canadian, and that's what Canadians do.
Sorry.
Whenever there's nothing
sorry.
Else to say, we say sorry.
Or what's the score of the hockey game?
Or pass the beer.
A.
That's actually in the introduction of a book that I'm reading right now. It's called Beauty Tips from Moose Jaw by Will Ferguson.
Oh no, now he's going to get stuffed.
Shut up.
He's published a book.
And
more people have bought the book than will listen to our podcast.
Yeah, probably.
So.
Anyways, in his introduction, he talks about how Canadians always say sorry. And, like, he'll tell, like, a story. And then at the end, he'll be like, for those of you who really don't give a flying crap about what happened when I was 3, sorry for having Nikki read that. And he goes on for doing that 3 or 4 times, and it's really funny. It's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guess you had to read it.
And, well, you laughed.
I found it funny.
I know, I was just making a joke. I also found it amusing.
It's actually
Boy
a really good
Tinsley.
Book. He is the fiddle player for Dave Matthews and
not Bo Diddley.
Hey.
Don't go so close to the mic.
I was doing my golf commentator voice.
I know.
So it was necessary.
I understood what you meant.
Anyway.
So Boyd Tinsley is amazing. And I ordered his CD today because I didn't know that
from
he had
Stacey.
A solo CD. From Stacey because she works at a record store. And I always feel guilty, like, going in there and hanging out and not buying anything. So now I bought something. Well, not always feel guilty, but sometimes I'm just like, I should buy something from here. And today I did. Yay!
And she prepaid. So,
prepaid.
Booyah, Grandma. Because that's just cool.
Booyah, Grandma.
Boom, shut
that
up.
That was highly unnecessary.
Whatever, it was funny. We had a good laugh. Not really.
I was gonna say.
We were laughing in our heads. And Nodge.
Excellent.
Alright.
So there's Katie Lang as well.
I think she's really talented.
Me too. She's got a great voice.
I think she's talented too. I just don't enjoy her type of music that she does.
Well, she's got like kind of two types of music, like adult kind of
contemporary.
No, not adult contemporary. It's not that bad.
Like the new Alanis Morissette shit.
Oh, see, that's too bad about her.
Yeah. See, ever since Jagged Little Pill, every album that she had has just gone slightly downhill.
Like, I don't know. I
still like some of her stuff. Like,
yeah, like her, a lot of her singles. Junkie.
Yeah, like yeah, I like a lot of her Unsent. Stuff. Like,
it's a good song.
Back in like
and so pure.
Jagged Little Pill, she was very like. She was like Alanis Morissette, like the hardcore.
Yeah, but like, she went to India and found herself and wasn't angry
Thank
anymore.
Thank you, India.
My favorite Alanis Thank Morissette song ever. Is Mary Jane.
I like that song.
Thank
and
my
that's enough.
Continue.
My second favorite Alanis Morissette song is Perfect.
Ooh.
I'm not going to sing that, though. I don't want to butcher her songs.
I do! Well, and I
that
have.
Was evidence, Stacey.
All right. So, thank you for dissing me after I already took the trouble to diss myself.
So we just thought we'd drive it home.
Yeah, thanks. So, I remember when Katie Lang used to... Did you guys ever watch Super Dave?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What's Super Dave?
She always used to perform on Super Dave.
She
What's
did.
Super Dave?
He was How do we explain Super Dave?
He was like the stunt guy. Like, I think he actually Comedian. Is a stunt guy. And he, like, he would do this show.
And he's also on Bizarre. Have you ever watched that show?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, he would do the show and he would do all these, like, crazy stunts, like driving a go-kart into a wall and, like, stuff like that. And, like, he'd come on stage and be, like, really funny and, like, he'd talk about stuff like a comedian would, you might say. And was just really cool, and you had Katie Lang on a lot, and he had, like, a lot of, like, young talent on.
Yeah, he had cool. Katie Lang on, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Canadian, wasn't he?
Yeah, because he was also on another Canadian show that I had mentioned previously, which was Bizarre. Yeah. He was on there from time to time. And that was a really funny show, too. The San Francisco 69ers. That was a really funny skit. He had a pink uniform. It was good times.
Oh, pink. I like the color pink. But
like
not
by
really.
The Rolling Stones. No, it was Aerosmith that did Pink, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
When I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I saw this really, really, really scary model of Steven Tyler. it was his like from his shoulders up.
So his bust.
No, like from
got
like,
the word
above.
Bust. That's
no,
what
like,
bust
no,
is
like
called.
Okay, well, from his bust.
No, it's a bust. Oh, when there's a statue of, like,
oh,
somebody
okay,
from,
well,
like,
it was a bust of him, and it had his arm, like, it was supposed to look like his arm was underneath the, like, board and, like, coming back up,
That's
but really,
so
really, it was just his arm, like, half an arm, and, like, the microphone pointed towards his mouth, and it looked like he was, like,
his
with his mouth open in the classic Steven
his
Tyler
mouth
face.
Is, like, the size of someone's face.
And,
his mouth is like the size of Tova's face.
It's true.
She has a tiny face.
Yeah.
And she's annoying and a jerk.
And that's another person who we can't ever play this for.
We should just keep, like, a list of names of people who we should not remind that we have this for.
Yeah, no kidding.
I can see this. Getting popular amongst a group of friends and...
Them listening to it.
And what? Then them reporting to the people who shouldn't listen to it.
You know what? I don't even care because she knows that that's how I feel about her.
Yes, that's true.
So, yeah. And she probably feels the same way about me, but that's okay.
Probably. Very likely. Apparently her mother. I don't know what that's about.
Hi, Thief.
Hey, I think I am! That was crazy. She did, like... Do you guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
Sometimes.
Okay, well, there's, like, this thing called the stop and chat that you do that's polite when you see somebody you know
that's
out in
so
public.
That's so wonderful. I love how,
Yeah.
I love Larry David.
Yeah. And she didn't do the stop and chat at all. It was just sort of, it was this weird, like, it was like a drive-by, half-assed, one-sided stop and chat.
She didn't even, like, turn to look at you. She was, like, talking to the person who she was with, and she, like, kind of turned her head, like, halfway and was like, hey, thanks, how are you? And kept on walking.
Yeah, and of course ignored poor Leah.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way...
In order not to find out that Leah gets much, much better grades.
By the way, if you're listening, which by now I really hope you are, that day when you passed us in William's Coffee Pub, I had a whole answer ready to tell you that, unlike your daughter, I was at Western this year, double major, honors program, full scholarship. Thanks. Just wanted to say...
I think that's good. Why are you slow clapping?
I don't know. Felt like it. I called me.
I just want to say,
well, I'm full grandma. Clapping.
I still have a splinter in my finger from work from like 2 weeks ago that I forgot to take out.
Oh, don't worry about it. It'll come out on its own.
Yeah, your body tends to reject foreign objects like that.
It's true.
Yes, even foreign organs.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's pretty sad when that happens.
Yeah. Especially if you're like waiting, especially if it's like a
kid.
Well, what's that movie where, I think it's Denzel Washington.
Oh, John Q.
Yeah. Especially that
my,
kind of situation.
Some girl I know through some people, her mom needs a liver right now. And now she's like, she went on MySpace and like posted a bulletin asking someone to donate their liver because she's desperate.
Somebody to donate their liver.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, I can't really do that without killing somebody. Because you don't have more than
one
liver.
No, you can donate
liver
part
regrows.
Of it. Like, you can part of a liver.
Yeah, but if you take out the whole thing,
well,
it
I doubt that you're going to take out the whole thing, because why would you kill it yourself to, like, save someone?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was like, wait, you need circumstances,
you would, but...
Yeah. But it has to be pretty extenuating. Not just a random posting by somebody on MySpace who might just go and sell it.
It wasn't a random posting. Like, she only posted it to people, like, You're usually only friends with people on MySpace, people you know.
Yeah.
And then
same as Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Anyway.
Or it's people that you haven't talked to in like 4 years and all of a sudden you're added to their friends list.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's cool to like look at their thing and be like, oh, so this is what this person is up to right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, I like keeping tabs on people.
That's good.
I like to know their every move, you know. Creepy and a stalker like that.
Yeah.
Yep. Alright, so,
Schmooze part two.
Schmooze. Okay, so, a couple days ago, I got an email from the education director at the camp that I'm working at this summer, and they asked me to do this thing called a schmooze.
You already explained this part.
Well, we're not podcasting anyone, are we?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, it's a schmooze part two. So, for those of you who didn't hear it, or heard it, then...
Heard it.
Whatever, actually, I'm going to pick up where I left off.
Yeah.
I was looking for a topic to teach to these, 12-year-old girls and boys, and I decided that I would do it on Darfur, and because it's a Jewish camp talking about the Holocaust and how Darfur is like the new Holocaust, and not that that's a good thing, it's a new trendy thing.
It's trendy to be the new Holocaust.
We really shouldn't be laughing at that.
Whatever, it's good to laugh at things.
It's true. But anyways, so talking about how they're the same and, like, making a hardcore list of being, like, this is what happened in the Holocaust and this is what's happening in Darfur right now, and they are the same thing. And that as Jews, we need to stand up because we've been there, blah, blah, blah. And, like, having a political action carnival and for the whole camp and having, like events that you can pay for with their tuck money. And sending the money to Darfur and having a table we can letter write to important politicians.
I can get you in touch with a group that you can send the money to so they can send the money to people that it should go to.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That would be great. That would be fun. I'm very excited for that, actually.
I'm excited for that, too. Whenever anyone does something for Darfur, I'd be happy. It gives me a great sense of accomplishment that Stephen Harper is sending $40 million to Darfur, and I was part of making that happen.
Good job.
Thank you. I'm really happy.
Because for the listener who doesn't know this, I was part of groups to get action taken in Darfur. And now
Stand.
We did. Stand and cast.
What's cast?
Canadians against
students.
Slavery and torture in Sudan.
Oh.
No, stand is students taking action now for Darfur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have a stand that was too. They did cool things this year.
Makes me happy. Yeah, stand is getting at more and more schools.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even ER is jumping on the bandwagon and doing tons of episodes about Darfur.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like ER.
Neither do I.
I like
it. I don't like hospitals, so I feel like that would not be a good show for me to watch.
Mm-hmm. I like hospitals.
I don't mind them. Yeah. Kind of makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah, they are kind of sad. I want to hear something really kind of funny.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm playing with
a
piece of garbage that we left here last time we podcasted. Which
why
means
is that
Stacey
funny?
Doesn't clean her table often.
Oh.
I'm joking. Obviously.
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 Obvi.
There's a Facebook group called Braves Are Ridic.
Braves?
Hey, look at our time. We should probably start a...
We still got another 60 seconds.
By the time we figure out how many seconds we have,
we're gonna have no more seconds.
We ain't gonna got no more seconds.
Yeah, here.
Yeah. <Y'all.
laughs> I'm from Texas. Don't mess with us.
Oh, God.
Alright, well, we don't have a time
worst
to tell that story,
sticker.
So we should actually really, like, wrap this up. Cause
it's okay,
it's moving ridiculously. Okay, we have 40 seconds.
Tell us, we saw this bumper sticker that said, don't
mess
with Texas,
and we all groaned because it's an Ontario car, and in Ontario,
and Texas,
need to
and Texas is the home of grossness, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Texas, in the words of our friend Lauren, not your friend
Lauren.
Lauren from our school.
All right, so which now we have, like, 10 seconds left, so we should probably...
All right,
probably start winding this down a little bit.
Again.
I say completely.
Completely.
Not a little bit.
Well, or we could just watch the clock until it stops recording.
Well, I don't want to get cut off in the middle
well,
of the
okay.
Okay, bye. All right,
bye.
Bye.